This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and the weekend is here as well. Happy, happy Friday. And what a weekend it's going to be. The Kentucky Derby is running, 151st edition, and joining us right now, Louisa Barton, our host of Horse Talk on the Sky, that comes on 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings, right after the Bob Rose Rewind. So she is your Brit on the bit, and we're going to talk to her right now. Louisa, how you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So you're there in at Churchill Downs or in the neighborhood?
We are. Yes, we are here for the Horse Talk Show, and we are covering, actually focusing in on the local connections to the Kentucky Derby and the Oaks, as we do each year, and we're updating on the Horse Talk Show page on Facebook constantly with either scratches or interesting stories and interviews. And, of course, we are focused in on the local connections because we live and are based in Marion County, the horse capital of the world. And as always, it never disappoints us, Bob, because three quarters of the horses have strong ties to the Marion County area, and that's exciting. And, you know, when you think over 30,000 horses are possible to be in the top 20, to think that three quarters of that top 20 are connected right there at home is really incredible. And it just is a testament to our area and our trainers and just how good they are and the foundation they put on these horses to give them the best possible opportunity in their careers to be successful. So we love that.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, the local angle, because, you know, just the mainstream media, I mean, they're going to mention a few, like journalism and Sovereignty and Sandman with local local ties. They're also picked to do pretty well. What about some of the other horses and their connection to our local folks?
Well, we love Neoquas because Neoquas is a Florida bred and was born right at Pleasant Acres Farm there in Williston to the Barbizon family. And we love that just north of, a tiny bit north of Marion County, but not much. And we definitely count that in as one of our locals for sure. So born right there and then actually was sold as a yearling by Abbey Road in Spa and was then trained by Susan Montaigne in Ocala. So really lots of connections there, and we love to see a Florida bred. We don't see Florida breds every year in the Derby. It's been several years since we've had one. So, and that was Tammy Bobo's Simplification a few years back. So lovely to see a Florida bred. Got to try and root for that one, of course, because that's great for us. And on top of the decoupling concerns that we've had over the last few months, having a Florida bred win the Derby would certainly help us in that battle to convince, you know, the powers that be that decoupling is a big no-no. And that's a story for another day. If you don't know what it is, Google it, because we definitely don't have time to talk about it. But there is several great interviews that are on the show and are going to be on the show from some Derby trainers and local folks on decoupling. So you can tune in on that on Saturday mornings. But yes, we're looking at that horse for sure. And then we love American Promise. What a beast that horse is. Oh, my gosh. He's gorgeous. He's big. He's powerful. We just love him. And he trained actually in Fort McCoy at Woodside Ranch with Brian Rice and his team, who do an excellent job. And he is in the barn of D. Wayne Lucas, who is a Hall of Fame trainer, who is just, he's an incredible man, 90 years old on his horse every day. And alongside those racehorses, he's training in a really, really incredible man. And that American Promise is definitely a horse to watch. Love that big chestnut. It's a great great horse. So that's definitely one to watch as well. But there are so many. Bridlewood Farm has several horses in the race that they're connected to, that they've trained, or, you know, that they own. So, and of course, Bridlewood's a very well-known farm there in the Ocala area. Render Judgment was trained by Kenny McPeak's team down in Summerfield. It does currently have a quarter crack in the hoof, which is not considered, you know, a lameness or anything necessarily that would make him be scratched. But they are watching that, and the farriers tending to that to make sure that the horse is perfectly sound to run. And, of course, if he's not, he won't. And he is actually owned by none other than Toby Keith, which, you know, all of Toby Keith's life, he wanted to have a horse in the Kentucky Derby. So that one might have angels on its hoof to run if it runs. So lots of great ties. And of course, Kenny McPeak won the Derby and the Oaks last year, which was exciting. And he does have a training center in Summerfield, just south of Ocala. So there are lots of great ties, Bob. I mean, I could talk about 15 or 16 horses.
Well, you've got a big name that is back this year. Bob Baffert, he had the 3-year suspension, but he's going to be back. I guess folks are going to be looking at what he's going to try to do with Rodriguez.
Yes, well, actually, Rodriguez scratched yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, just happened. But he still got Citizen Bull, and we got to interview him yesterday. And Citizen Bull was a fantastic 2-year-old, of course, at the Breeders' Cup, really showed up last year, really, you know, winning the awards and showing that he could really win the races. So that horse is definitely one to watch. He's not crazy about his post position particularly, but is a great horse. And yes, we did actually have an interview with Bob yesterday, and he gave us he was very excited, you know, about being back, and we love to have him back, because he's always got such great horses, and his team make the Derby, you know, very exciting. And so we're looking forward to seeing Citizen Bull run. And Citizen Bull was actually trained there at Eddie Wood's stables in Ocala. And Eddie Woods actually is retiring this year, but he went out with a bang because he had a $3 million horse sell at the March sale at OBS, which is the sale topper, highest horse ever at OBS to go at that amount of money.
Wow.
And I was chatting with Bob Baffert about it yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I've got that horse. So it's a small world.
Wow, it sure is. Hey, let me ask you one final thing, since, you know, you're up there and you got work to do, but you're still having some fun. For those of us who have it on our bucket list to someday go to Churchill Downs, maybe for the Kentucky Derby, what advice would you give to first timers that you see, you know, often people fail the first time there for various reasons? What's some of the things that maybe you can think of, because you've been there so many times, that those of us have never been, what should we be reminded of?
Well, I would say book everything way, 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 way ahead of time, because the hotels here sell out really fast, and hotels that normally might be, you know, $100 a night might be 4 or 5 times that. So, and hotels that might be $400 a night might also be 4 times that. So booking far, far ahead of time, shopping for a hat or a fascinator. If you do not like to have your face and eyes covered and you want to be able to see in all the crowds, I recommend a fascinator. I do love hats, and I wear a hat for Royal Ascot, but I'm going to tell you, the Derby is super, super, super crowded. You're bumping into people left and right. So if you're going, I would never go to the races, not the big races, without a hat or fascinator. I think it's just a must have. But I would go for the fascinator if you want to be able to move around easily and be able to see really well, because the hat does tend to shade your face.
Well, there you go. Some great information, especially on the horses, the local ties, and all of that. So make sure you're always listening and catching up with what Louisa Barton is up to, host of Horse Talk. And, of course, she's on Facebook and YouTube and all that as well. But she is on the Sky Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. So, Louisa, enjoy, have fun. And
I hope you pick a winner. Very quick shout out. I get stopped every single day by people in Ocala to say thank you for being on the Sky. We never miss it. And I'm going to tell you, it's a massive listenership on Saturday morning. And I'm so thankful to every single one who tunes in and listens to us on Saturday morning. We love them all.
Fantastic. You take care and pick a winner.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
Well, you know, in a way, the Bob Rose Rewind is like the opening act for the horse show.
Yeah, you could say that. About it. And that's absolutely fine with me.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's got a great, she got a great show, and I mean, just she knows all the local ins and outs, and I didn't realize that the presence was going to be that large. By, you know, Ocala and area. It's funny, the one she mentioned, the Rice Ranch, I was just riding by there on my motorcycle not too long ago, you know, through Fort McCoy, and I thought, wow, that looks like just it didn't look like a huge operation, but just a very well-organized, I go, wow, they had a well-organized kind of operation there, mm-hmm. and I had no idea who they were, but I remember the name Rice.
Ah. Okay.
So, yeah, very cool. Yeah, we're the horse capital of the world, and so there you go. The Horse Talk Show. And you can hear it on the Sky, 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Gotta love it.
And tomorrow is the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky. You're going to have these horses going 1.25 miles, the Run for the Roses, $5 million purse. The winner will take home over $3 million. And NBC will start their coverage at 2:30 p.m. and then post time is 6:57 p.m. So have some fun with friends and family, whether you place a legal bet or whether you just have little bets with your friends or whatever. It's just kind of fun.
Think of all the work, the training, the money, the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into a horse. And then the race lasts how long? Did you say it's like that's or how
it,
long?
It is. What is it considered the most exciting? 2 minutes in sports or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And Greg thought he was, but that's a different story altogether.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. What was the other thing? There was something else that I wanted to touch on, and now I can't remember. But it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
And
check it
so
out.
You can sometimes you just go by the names. Sometimes you know a little bit of the background. You can look. Oh, I know what I wanted to say.
What's that?
When she gave us the stat that you're basically filtering down out of a pool of 30,000 contenders.
Yeah.
They're not just 30,000 random horses. These are 30,000 horses that
have been bought and trained
with the idea of getting to that level. Mm. Wow. So when you have so many from the local area, they're doing something right.
Yeah, they do know their stuff.
Could be the water, could be the aquifer.
Yeah. And listen, if you've never been to the World Equestrian Center yet, you think, I'm not really into horses. First off, it's a whole lot more than that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
worth going to. Great place to go out for dinner. But, man, when you see the facilities there and how they take care of those horses, it really is amazing.
It is.
We'd like it.